The Nationals going for their third straight win, taking on the Braves' very first pitch of the game. It's Trey Turner facing Lucas Sims.
And now delivers, and it's hit in the air to left field, hooking toward the corner, toward the wall. That ball is in the bullpen and gone. Trey Turner homers on the first pitch of the game, and it's 1-0 Nationals. High fly, deep to right. That ball is crushed. That ball is gone. Deep into the chop house in right. We are tied at one apiece.
Then the pitch. Hit hard to left field. Headed for the bullpen and finding it. Into the Nationals bullpen. Suzuki with home run number 16.
Murphy sitting on 22 home runs, a .318 average. Bases loaded, one out, 3-0 pitch. Outside ball four, the game is tied. Turner at third, Worth at second.
Two of their best base runners.
Murphy's the runner at first. You can double up Zimmerman, 3-2. Inside, all the way back to the screen, ball four, and the Nationals lead. That hurts. Ball four inside, 4-2. 4-2, Nationals leading, bases loaded, still only one man out. Left on left with Lind. First pitch is lined into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Zimmerman waved around third, coming to the plate. The throw by Peterson, and he is safe on a close play. Head first slide by Zimmerman.
The Nationals win their third straight, taking it 7-3. Coupled with a Dodgers loss, the Nats move to within 3.5 games of LA for the best record in the NL and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Gio Gonzalez notches his 15th win, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames, striking out 8. Michael Taylor, 3 hits and an RBI. Trey Turner, 2 hits and scores twice. The Braves come up short against the Nationals. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
You know, they couldn't recover from the little squibber. And they got a fastball up to Turner, and you know, and it just kind of fell apart from there.
Frustrating seeing the walks.
Yeah, no, and it's like it wasn't like just missing either.
Right.
I mean, they were shanked and yanked and everything else. I mean, it's you know, it's such a good ball game. Lucas did such a great job in that start, coming out of the bullpen like he did, and it was just really good. And you know, so it's you know, happens. These guys have been really good all year, dependable. You know, and they go through little spells also, just like hitters do, like field, I mean, everything. So, you know, the good thing is all those guys are able to pitch again tomorrow because we're going to need them.
Surprised that both those guys on the same night with the four pitch walks.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's I am. You know, Vizzy's got the stuff to come in that situation and strike two guys out. I mean, Jose's been really good, and just, you know, the command hasn't been good the last couple times, and so we just, they're the guys. I mean, that's the ones who've been doing it all year, and, you know, if I say the only good thing about that thing is they all can pitch again tomorrow.
Suzuki and Minter also get overshadowed.
Minter was really, you know, we put him in a situation to face the harder lineup, and, did a great job.
With
Sammy.
Sims gave up that homer, but after that he seemed
after that right. He just settled right down and went to pitching. I mean, it didn't let it affect him. He had a good mix, good breaking balls. You know, he fastball had a little pop on it, and it was just a really, you know, for again, I think it's good experience for him to go to the bullpen, and then it's a luxury to have a kid like that to bring in to make a start for you, and so sure that in those situations you don't draw on something that you maybe have done in the bullpen to make it a little better in your start. So did a really, really fine job.
With Ramirez.
Yeah, Albies.
No, he's day-to-day, you know, it's just he's been hit twice on the knee, you know, last 2 days. So he's a little sore, just wanted to get him out, let him get some treatment. We'll see him in, you know, tomorrow when we get here, how he's feeling.
That was a knee?
I think it was a knee, yeah.
With Ramirez, you know, he's been so good all year. You kind of have to look at this as a guy nearing the end of his first full season, maybe. I mean, maybe you don't want to think that way now. But.
Well, I mean, I kind of look at him having a full season. You know, he got optioned out last year, but I pitched him pretty good in Gwinnett, and then he finished the year. So, I mean, he pitched through October. And really, if we were in a pennant race, he'd be pitching more than he is. You want to get down to it. So it's a, but it is, it's a learning experience for a guy like that too, to this grind and the long season and pissing, you know, he pitches stressful innings. We use him when we're ahead, and it have been all year. And, you know, he's experiencing that, and he'll be better for it down the road next year.
What does it say for Sims? Like I said, having that first pitch homer, but then getting back into it.
No, the kid's a competitor. I mean, he gets after it. He pitches to get you out is the best way I can describe it. He competes. You know, he just went right back to work after that and did a great job.
Lane Adams with a heck of a catch and center. Are you happy with what he's done?
Yeah. No, he's had a really good year, too. I mean, he's a guy that didn't know much about in spring training, didn't have a great spring, and then we bring him up, and he's been a good part of what of our team and filled in, pinch hitting, defense, running, you know, can play center field. So he has skills.
When you see what Suzuki's done, it's easy to forget, you know, he was a guy you just threw in there in January. You know, your plans, is a lot of teams have maybe overlooked what he could provide.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's had the role he's been in and how we've used him is I think we're maxing out what we're getting out of him. But he's always ready. He's a professional. He's kind of thrived on that role and done a great job.
He's a guy you would welcome back
absolutely
next year.
Absolutely, I would, yeah.
Does camp pinch hitting mean he can play tomorrow?
We'll probably just keep him pinch hitting for a while.
The Braves try and avoid the sweep on Thursday. R.A. Dickey on the mound.